You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Some of us know that track from the 1995 film The Crow, which starred Brandon Lee. Unfortunately, he was killed in a prop accident during that filming. But that song actually dates back to the 1993 EP Sound of Speed, and that was the Jesus and Mary Chain with Snake Driver. And the Scottish act, headed by the dueling brothers of Jim and William Reed, started back in 1983, thriving on noise and feedback through the Ramones pop filter. And, they were big in the mid-80s up until the mid-90s, as anyone who knows Just Like Honey. And the Jesus and Mary Chain were also known for being volatile performers live, and they fought internally, bickering, bantering, and they went through personnel like Mark E. Smith in the fall. At one point, Bobby Gillespie, who eventually formed Primal Scream, was their drummer. At the time, Jesus and Mary Chain broke up in 1999, though they had already had a couple rows before that. But they've since reunited, and they actually say that they're working on new music. And for those of you heading to Spain this May, they actually will be playing at the Primavera Festival. And in the background, we go from Snake Driver to Snake Charmer. This is Montreal's CF off his 2010 album Continent. Snake Charmer, since it is now the year of the snake, us dragons, to take the next 11 years as a bit of a breather. So, for this mischievous Monday, you are now tuned into Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here found on UBC's unifying community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM, here in Vancouver in the Lower Mainland. You can always catch us on the web at CITR.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll be amending the future of this great station at least until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station, 604-822-2487. Please do keep it short and do keep it sweet. As always, you can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So towards the end of this show, we'll be wrapping up our ongoing series profiling the Oscar-nominated songs and scores for the Academy Awards happening this Sunday, and that will be the 85th annual. So we'll take a look back at Thomas Newman's work for the latest James Bond film, Skyfall, which I profiled extensively, I think November or December last year, which is available on the podcast, so we'll just listen to a little bit from it. Otherwise, we're going to focus on John Williams, working with Steven Spielberg yet again on another historical biography, and that's Lincoln. In the past few weeks I've hosted, we've also heard The Life of Pi, Anna Karenina, and Argo. Although, man, I sounded rough last week. Amusingly so, but rough nonetheless. But yeah, I'm well-rested now, firmly in the Pacific time zone, as I usually am, and a bit of a clear idea what's going to happen here. But unfortunately, on a personal note, in the midst of my return back to Vancouver, received news that the oldest and the last of my brother's greyhounds had to be put down due to bone cancer. It caused his legs to break, and you do not want to see a dog that runs or that high off the ground walk around in pain. So Max, he was 12 years old, used to race in Florida under the name RC Masquerade, a noble sweet creature, easily spooked by loud noises, but affectionate and in tune to everyone's health. So rest in peace, Max, man. And in tribute, this little next set is about Max and the Masquerades. So from the A-side to a 1972 single, and this is done by Isaac Hayes, frequent collaborator and song co-writer. And this is actually, though, a cover of a Sarah Vaughan classic, sampled heavily by hip-hop producers. This is going to be David Porter with I'm Afraid the Masquerade is Over, here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah. I'll have to learn to laugh like Bozo the Clown and get myself a clown disguise. And learn to laugh like clowns do, with teeth. The same. Hey, you're a lot, heap a lot, a whole lot the same. Oh, but my heart says no. Heart says no. Oh, my heart just says no. No, you're not. Said you're not. Baby, you're not the same. And I'm so afraid.
I'm afraid.
Oh, the masquerade.
I'm afraid the masquerade.
Oh, it's over. One more time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Over.
Oh, you see, my darling, when love ceases to be warm, when the heat from your kisses can no longer be felt, that time says that it's over.
But just remember this, as long as you live and breathe, I love you, David. I really love you.
Baby, it's no fun saying goodbye to someone as beautiful as you. I fight the pain when I say these words to you. Oh, my baby, oh, my baby. It's over!
Over!
My good thing is
over.
The masquerade is over.
Over.
Oh, oh, Lord, it's
over.
Ooh, my love. Ooh, Lord. Oh, yeah. For you this time tonight, for you this time tonight, for you this time tonight, for you this time. I fool you, I fool you, girl. I'm willing to set this over. Oh, it's over, baby. Yes, it's over. Oh, Lord.
with their contribution to the See You on the Moon compilation. 2006 album that came out from the Paper Bag label, done in the style of a kid's album. That was Hamilton, Ontario's Junior Boys with Max. And behind me, from Toronto, this is Mean Red Spiders with their song Max. This is off their 1998 album, Places You Call Home. So as mentioned, Max was a retired racing greyhound, and although he could go real fast at times, he didn't win that many races, so at that point, he was elected to be retired. And the good news now is that there are many greyhound rescues for a lot of these retired dogs around, and one nice thing at least about them is, yeah, they're definitely bred for high-speed bursts, not stamina, so they sleep 20 hours a day. So if you're ever curious to see these dogs away from the racetrack, there are options available there. We'll sort of conclude our little bit of a greyhound tribute here from their 1994 album, Orange. This is going to be the John Spencer Blues Explosion, who themselves are in the midst of their own reunion tour, though with new music. This is the closing track off Orange. This is Greyhound, here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR. We'll be right back.
February 28th at Gossip Nightclub. Boo Block Tour with Ghostface Killah and Sheik Louch. Featuring Trinity Chris, Greg Beamish, Stroker DeLuca, Northwest Division, and DJ Shelshay and J-Soul. Tickets available online at TicketZone.com and UnionEvents.com. Or at Beat Street, Dip, Eastside Urban Wear, Red Cat Records, and Zulu Records. Here at CITR, we're
Moontan Nocturnal, vinyl consuming animals drifting easy through friendly space.
And we're
The Villains.
And
Nardwuar, a human serviette from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We're
Dark Space punctuated by planets.
And we're
Patrick Swayze.
And we're
God, the devil, hell, heaven! Do you understand? Finally!
But
CITR is not a
commercial radio station,
which means we need the help of listeners like you. Donate to CITR's 2013 fund drive, February 28th to March 8th. Our goal is to raise $30,000 to help purchase new soundboards for all three studios. To donate, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to CITR.ca. And thanks for supporting community radio.
So that last set started off with the John Spencer Blues Explosion with Greyhound. Then we followed up with some more greasy instrumental action from that old category band, Huevos Rancheros, off their last album, 2000's Muerte de Toro, Death of the Bull. That was Wild Turkey Surprise, and also appeared as, I believe, an A-side to a 45 the year before. There was no official breakup that was announced, but drummer Richie Ranchero has played for several bands since. Most recently, Eve Hell and the Razors. And guitarist Brent J. Cooper now heads up the equally rockabilly The Ramblin' Ambassadors, a fleshed-out quartet with an upright bass, fantastic live. Love their most recent album from last year. And in his spare time, what little there is. Cooper also teaches as well, too. Teaches music in Calgary. Then we closed off with Mac DeMarco with a tribute to his favorite brand of cigarettes, Ode to Viceroy. And that's off last year's 2 album. Back when he was based in Vancouver, DeMarco performed as Makeout Videotape, toured with Japan Droids, but he's now based in Montreal, working under his own name. But as of late, he's been opening for Naomi Punk and Calvin Love in the Northeast States. So that's the plan for the coming weeks, if you are out that snowy way. And behind me, this is Glenn Gould, performing Johann Sebastian Bach's interpretation of somewhat lost Italian composer. Her name was Alessandro Marcello. And this is the concerto in D minor, the second Adagio movement. And the legendary pianist was posthumously awarded a Lifetime Achievement Grammy last week, though he passed away back in 1982 at the age of 50. And I know last year there were a whole bunch of Glenn Gould-related events for what would have been his 80th birthday. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak, and we'll sort of continue with a vague piano theme here over to Montreal. And Rufus Wainwright released an album last year called Out of the Game, tied in part to the death of his mother, the great Kate McGarrigle, and the birth of his daughter, Viva, born by a surrogate. And of all surrogates, it's Leonard Cohen's daughter, Lorca, who helped out, since Wainwright and his husband, obviously, couldn't directly conceive themselves. And this actually features a little bit of production work by Mark Ronson here, so this is Rufus Wainwright with Sometimes You Need.
Sometimes you need to go to the observatory. Sometimes a movie star's eyes gets you through the love and the lies. Sometimes you need a stranger to walk with. Sometimes you need to go to the dark part. Sometimes a movie star spark gets you through the dark. Sometimes a movie star's bark bites your heart a bitch on a lark. I'm so tired of writing up cities. Guess that you've guessed which one this is. Sometimes a movie star's eyes gets you through the love and the lies. Sometimes a movie star's kiss let's get lost in lost to.
bursting forth from Canada's capital, DJ and production crew, A Tribe Called Red, bring their signature powwow step style to Fortune Sound Club on Thursday, February 21st. Don't miss a chance to catch the trio's unique mix of traditional powwow vocals and drumming with cutting-edge electronic beats. With support from The Librarian, Dub Conscious, and Oz 12. Tickets are $15 online via clubzone.com, sponsored by 101.9 CITR.
As we heard before that song playing this Thursday at the Fortune Sound Club, that was A Tribe Called Red with Electric Powwow Drum off their self-titled debut. And you can actually grab all that off their website, electricpowwow.com. And in the background, fantastic bit of ambient electronic here. This is Majeur. Or I'm trying to think proper French pronunciation. Majeur. Yeah, so this is Solar Maximum 2 off last year's Sublime. Solar Maximum. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. Coming up in about 15 minutes' time, it'll be the last of the two profiles on this year's Oscar-nominated scores. One that we've heard before, which is Thomas Newman's Skyfall. And then they haven't. And that'll be John Williams for Lincoln. But first, we have Actress. That's the alias of British producer Darren Cunningham. He's been releasing a few EPs and the singles to Dark Effect. And Actress has one impressive gig lined up later this week. And this will be in London, opening up for Adams for Peace, the Tom York, Nigel Godrick, Flea, Joey Wanamaker Project, whose debut album, Amok, A-M-O-K, is now streaming. I've played one of the songs that came off as a single last November, but apparently on the internet, you could probably find the entire album through other ways. Not that you heard it my way, but at least it's streaming. I think Pitchfork has a new advanced listening service that you can hear it that way. So from last year's RIP album, Rest in Peace, this is Actress with yet another song for this year of the sake. This is Serpent, here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland of British Columbia, here out of UBC Campus Radio. Thank you. Going back to 2010, that was the title track to iCube's Merovingienne EP. And iCube is the alias of Parisian DJ Nice One, or I guess Nicione. I'll say Nice One, that looks better. And he was an underground DJ out of Paris, still active. Actually best known for remixing Daft Punk's classic song Around the World back in the day. And his latest from last year is just a mega mix just called M. Meanwhile, in the background, this is Bernard Herrmann, the great film composer. And from his 1951 score to The Day the Earth Stood Still, this is Lincoln Memorial, which is what we're going to use as part of our segue into John Williams' score for Lincoln, which is nominated this year for an Oscar. But before that, let's get a little bit of vintage blues, since we're going to be hearing some nice Americana here. Hundy William Leadbetter, we better know him as Leadbelly, a folk standard writer, fantastic guitar player, and multi-instrumentalist, and he wrote tons of songs about topics. And from 1938, this is a song about Abraham Lincoln, found on the Bourgeois Blues, Leadbelly Legacy Volume 2, simply called Abraham Lincoln.
About that train that Abraham Lincoln was not on that train when that train started on its trip that day. Where was it? He was down in Alabama, miles away. In 1863, when John Wilkes Booth shot Abraham Lincoln, the news went around the world from Washington. They carried the news from Washington that Abraham Lincoln time had come. John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln dead with a pistol bullet through the head. Abraham Lincoln, before he went down, he told him this: "You may bury me in the east, you may bury me in the west, but I'll hear that trumpet sound in the morning. Yes, in the morning. This evening, brothers and sisters, I come to you in a holiness manner to tell you just how he died. Yes, he died, he did. He was lying there in his blood on the ground, covering the ground. And while he was lying there, the sun rose and recognized him and clothed itself in sackcloth and went down. Yes, and the sun went down, and it went down in the morning. Yes, and while he was lying there, seven angels leaped over the battlements of glory and come down to get him. Ah, just when they got near him, he rose. Ah, he rose and walked back down among us. Praise God, he walked back down among his people. Oh, we got a new land. We got a new land. We got a new land. It ain't no riding boss down there with no whip. It ain't no backbiters down there. No liars can't go. And no cheaters can go. It's no devil to detain us, and no high sheriff to bring us back. Ain't we got a new land? Ain't we got a new land? Ain't we got a new land? He said, you may bear me in the east, you may bear me in the west, but I hear that trumpet sound in the morning. There is a new from Washington, that Abraham Lincoln time had come. John Wilkes Booth shot Lincoln dead with a pistol bullet through the head.
Norman Otis Richmond, a Toronto-based journalist, is one of the main advocates in Canada for the renaming of Black History Month as African Liberation Month. He is the longtime producer and host of the radio programs Saturday Morning Live, Diasporic Music, and From a Different Perspective. His words have been heard through the studios of CIUT, CHIN, CFNY, CBC, and CKLN, and read on countless newspapers and blogs. In 1992, Otis was the recipient of the Toronto Arts Award and dedicated it to Mumia Abu-Jamal, Assata Shakur, and Geronimo Pratt, the African National Congress of South Africa, Fidel Castro, and the people of Cuba.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
So hopefully Lead Belly's song wasn't a spoiler based on how the movie Lincoln turns out. And from that film, we just actually heard a piano solo version of With Malice Towards None. And in the background, this is The Purpose of the Amendment, both by John Williams for Steven Spielberg's film Lincoln. And this score is nominated for one of the Oscars, which is part of the profile series that we've been having the past few weeks here on Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And John Williams came out of retirement to help out with Spielberg for several films last year. He actually was nominated for two last year, expecting, I guess, to win for one of them. I mean, The Adventures of Tintin and Horse War. I mean, War Horse. War Horse. Horse War never gets old for me. Haha. Williams has won 5 Oscars already at this point, and Lincoln marks his 26th collaboration with Spielberg, dating back to the mid-70s. Jaws. Although I'm thinking there might have been a film beforehand that he worked with together, but Jaws is one of the things that stepped out that way. And of course, Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, some of the early Harry Potter cues as well too. So Williams has not rested, aside from his recent retirement. But as we're going to hear in this score, it's going to feature the usual sort of Williams sort of like sweeping themes and whatnot, to the point it may feel like a little bit of a cliche, but we're going to hear some cues that mix up a little bit of sort of vintage 19th century Americana, which harkens to Daniel Day-Lewis's performance as, I believe, the 13th president. And Day-Lewis actually went with the model of what everyone thought Lincoln's voice was, because everyone thought Lincoln had a deep voice, but that probably didn't even sound like him at all, because he was from Kentucky, as I recall. But apparently he went for a higher-pitched voice, which traveled further. Although Spielberg had to chase Day-Lewis for years to get him to commit to the part. But again, this project actually had been in development for quite some time, because how do you take a look at the life of perhaps the greatest president the U.S. had? So the film actually focuses on his last few months as he deals with ending the Civil War and then instituting the amendment that abolished slavery. An important part when you consider everything about February here, which is Black History Month. So let's listen to some more cues here from Lincoln. We're going to start off with Getting Out the Vote by John Williams here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver. Thank you. So from John Williams' score to Lincoln, we heard Getting Out the Vote. Then we heard sort of the mixture of the blue and gray there. And then we had the piano again, leading up to the mournful strings and brass. We closed off with Appomattox. All right, that's not Appomattox. Appomattox, April 9, 1865. And in the background, this is The American Process. And all these come from John Williams' Oscar-nominated score to Steven Spielberg's Lincoln. In many ways, it almost seems like Daniel Day-Lewis is a lock as best actor. But again, there's a reason why we wait till Sunday to see how the vote goes. And in John Williams news in the past 24 hours, of course, with the big news of Disney purchasing the entire Lucasfilm property rights, there's discussion that, yes, there will be 3 new Star Wars films coming out. And of course, part of the reason why we like Star Wars is of John Williams' music. And right now, he's tentatively said he is definitely keen to provide that. Although, I believe J.J. Abrams is marked to direct the first one, and he works a lot with Michael Giacchino. So we'll see. Anyway, stay tuned. We're going to take one dip back at a soundtrack we already profiled a few months ago, but it's up for an Oscar, so why don't we take a listen to that. So stay tuned to Exploding Head Movies here. CITR, Vancouver.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Do you like laughing? Hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again, for this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue I owe them. Swept away I'm stolen. Let the sky fall. When it crumbles, we will stand tall and face it all together. Let the sky fall. When it crumbles, we will stand tall and face it all together at skyfall. At skyfall. Skyfall is where we start. 1,000 miles and poles apart, where worlds collide and days grow dark.
You have my number, don't forget my name, 'cause you'll always have my heart. Let the sky fall, when it crumbles, we will stand tall and face it all together. Let the sky fall, when it crumbles, we will stand tall and face it all together. Let the sky fall, let the sky fall, when it crumbles, we will stand tall. Let the sky fall, when it crumbles, we will stand tall. Where you go, I go, what you see, I see. I know I'll never be me without the security of your loving arms keeping me from harm. Put your hand in my hand. Let the sky fall, when it crumbles, we will stand tall and face it all together. Let the sky fall, when it crumbles, we will stand tall and face it all together. At sky fall, let the sky fall.
Psyching people out, expecting his usual excerpt performance of Danny Boy. That was comedian Paul F. Tompkins from December 16th with a live rendition of Adele's Oscar-nominated theme to Skyfall. And I picked that since I actually had played Adele's version when it first came out. And I was going to look at remixes before the well-dressed comedian blasted his way straightforwardly with that take. And any laughter you heard there was just tied to the band appearing one at a time. And then some actresses attempting to do the usual Bond titles, wavy motions that the girls do. Hopefully you caught Tompkins as part of the recent Vancouver Comedy Festival. I think Gary Marshall, he was here. He was a guest on a few things. Otherwise, there's always the Pod F Tomcast, or his latest album, Delusions Under Labo. Meanwhile, behind me, this is Thomas Newman with Jellyfish off of the proper Skyfall soundtrack, which I profiled in greater depth towards the tail end of last year, so... Since Newman is the fifth and final nominee for the Best Oscar Score, we're going to take a slight return to some of the more ambient numbers of his music from that third Daniel Craig outing to make for a nice little coda here. Now, as we've heard in the past, or as we're hearing, Newman broke away from the usual heavy orchestral music that you hear in past Bond films, mixing strings with electronic textures for this dark personal tale of the British secret agent, his superior M, and then a rogue agent, played by Javier Bardem. But we're going to start off a little brassy here, with the only cue that really takes Monty Norman's classical Bond theme and runs with it, before we get a little bit more tension from later in the film. So from Skyfall, this is Thomas Newman with Breadcrumbs.
Thank you. Thank you.
So from Skyfall, we heard Thomas Newman there with Breadcrumbs, highlighting the James Bond theme we all know. Then we heard Tennyson, and then we close there with Welcome to Scotland. In the background, you're going to hear Shanghai Drive, and it'll segue into Old Dog, New Tricks. And that covers all five of the Best Original Score nominees for the 5th Academy Awards. So going back to when they were announced in mid-January, this is Michael Dana for The Life of Pi, from which also the song Pi's Lullaby is also not for Best Original Song, featuring lyrics by Bombay Jayashree. Then there's Dario Marinelli for the film Anna Karenina, Alexander Desplat for Argo, and as we heard today, John Williams for Lincoln, and then Thomas Newman for Skyfall. And that's from Skyfall that Adele Atkins' theme song is also up for Best Original Song, co-written by your partner Paul Epworth. And there are three other songs nominated for Best Song, along with Pi's Lullaby and Skyfall. There's Chasing Ice, from the film Chasing Ice, there's Before My Time by J. Ralph. From the film Ted, Everybody Needs a Best Friend, lyrics by Seth MacFarlane, music by Walter Murphy. And then from Les Miserables, the new song Suddenly, written by Claude Michel Schoenberg, Herbert Kretzmer, and Alain Boublil. So if you check out Exploding Head Movie's recent podcast archives, you'll find in-depth profiles on all the songs, and the songs kind of littered throughout. And it is this Sunday when one of those scores and one of those songs will have won the Oscar. And we'll listen to who won next week. But for now, that's it for Exploding Head Movies. Coming up in about a minute or two, it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And it'll guide you to midnight, at which point robots take over and overnight programming. But 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, Pacific Picking kicks in. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast off of CITR.ca. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies, along with the rest of this station's excellent programming. The podcast always gets updated first, but if you like your social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Mixcloud, and Google+, also get updated. So as promised, next week, a quick recap of what films won. We'll listen to a score that didn't make the nominations, and that's Ryan Johnson's Looper. Although I did pick up broadcast score to the Bavarian Sound System, so. And then 2 weeks from now, it is Fun Drive time, as CITR asks for your generous donations to spearhead some new projects. So stay tuned to CITR. Do watch our website. Check out Facebook. Check out Twitter. And we're all there. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. And we'll see you in 7 days. Be sure to wear your tux and your finest gowns.
My friends, tonight we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
McPain! Ah, McBain. So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
You are, of course, listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on